Guys, bonus podcast because trades are going down. Robert Covington has gone to Portland and Drew Holiday has gone to the Milwaukee Bucks. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it indeed.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me on Twitter as always at redrock_beeble and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. I recorded a show earlier today. You heard that. Myself, Adam Treloar, talking about trades and free agency, and there's been news. So I'm back with an update, because we've got two big trades that have gone down, and I'm going to be keeping a really close eye on the news to see exactly what else is going to go down, because there might be something else that happens during the broadcast of this show. So let's talk about the news that did go down in the last literally 10 minutes since I recorded, well, not since I recorded, in the last 10 minutes. And the first one of those deals was Houston, who are looking to blow it all the way up. Russ and Harden. Still there. Harden allegedly wants to go to Brooklyn and Brooklyn only. Russ, we haven't really heard much about recently. By recently, I mean the last 12 hours. But the news is that Robert Covington has gone. He has been sent to Portland in exchange for Trevor Ariza, pick number 16 in the draft on Wednesday, and a 2021 first round selection that's going to be protected. So that's going to Houston. Yeah, so while Tillman Fertitta is a trash owner, and obviously everything is toxic. They're losing coaches. They're losing general managers. You've got Harden wanting out, Russ wanting out. They're trading Covington. Their team is an absolute mess at the moment. Getting two first-rounders plus Ariza, who helps, I guess, for 1 year. He's 35 years of age. Getting two first-rounders for Covington's not a bad return. Pick 16, I don't know what you're going to get out of that. And you're probably going to get a similar-ish sort of pick from Portland next season. But getting those two picks for Robert Covington is pretty good value. Now, Covington probably has similar fantasy value in Portland than what he did in Houston. He'll slot straight in there as either a starting three or starting four. We don't know what they're going to do with Carmelo Anthony, but he'll start at the three. They might start Melo at the four. They might start Zach Collins at the four. But what we can tell by the beginning of this NBA transaction period is that nobody's sitting on their hands. Nobody's sticking thumbs up buttholes. Everybody is fully extracted and they're making moves all over the shop. So plenty of stuff. This is why I said, don't do drafts. Don't look at mocks. Don't look at rankings. Nothing makes any sense until we're at least a week or so into free agency, because shit is blowing up everywhere. And that's what we're seeing, the first dominoes go down. So Covington goes to Portland. Ariza goes to Houston along with two first round picks. The Rockets back into the first round here after not having a first round pick in this draft. And really, when was the last time the Rockets even had a first round pick? So a little bit of a change there for Raphael Stone to make his first selection as GM of the Rockets. But a trade done there with Covington going to Portland. Again, value stays the same. Ariza, he might be able to be a top 100 guy. I'm not overly confident with it. He's a guy, for those of you who Dutch rudder turnovers, he helps you in that category, which you know that I don't value at all. He'll hit some threes. The shooting can be rough sometimes, but if Harden and Russ are going to be there, there's not a lot you're going to get out of Trevor Ariza from a usage perspective, that's for sure. The other, just as I try and pick up my dog who's down below him here, come here. There he is. Say hello. All right. The other trade is a bigger deal. It is huge news, and that is Drew Holiday is gone. He has been traded from the New Orleans Pelicans over to the Milwaukee Bucks in exchange for Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, three future first-round picks, and two first-round draft swaps. Unbelievable package for Drew Holiday. That is masterful stuff from David Griffin. We know the haul that he got from Atlanta in that swap last year, which was a fleecing. We know the haul that he got from the Lakers for Anthony Davis. Of course, Anthony Davis won a title for the Lakers, but still a masterful haul. And now, again, a huge, huge move to get all these players. And Bledsoe is going to be able to help them if they keep him. I don't know how Bledsoe, Ball, Hill, Hart, all those guys work in that backcourt, but Bledsoe is going to help them. He's going to have some pretty solid fantasy value again. In fact, his value probably rises because he won't play 28 minutes a night. Drew's definitely drops. There's no doubt about that, because Holiday is going to play fewer minutes for the Bucks. He's going to have to share the ball with Middleton and with Yanni, and that's going to impact his value. He might see some defensive numbers go up, might see some efficiency go up, but Holiday's going to lose value. Bledsoe's going to gain value, I almost guarantee that, but there's plenty of stuff still to go under the bridge. But that is the news at the moment with those same sort of those moves that have gone down. I'm just going to see if anything else has gone down, because this is wild. There's shit just happening all over the place. So two future first round draft pick swaps from Milwaukee, along with the three firsts, is the last tweet from Shams, along with Eric Bledsoe, along with George Hill. Just wild stuff going on here with the NBA draft happening. That is a lot to give up for Drew Holiday, but we know that Giannis has even publicly said, hey, the Bucks need to do some shit for me to stay here. The Bucks did some shit. Maybe this means that he signs, does he sign the Supermax? Maybe, who knows, but these deals are absolutely huge. And the fact that Robert Covington's going for two first rounders, Drew Holiday's going for three firsts and two swaps, what's James Harden going to go for in a deal? Seven firsts? I know it's impossible, but he is going to go for an absolute tower of draft picks if that trade actually does go down. Just crazy stuff going on here in the NBA with deals happening at, what time is it? Basically midnight on the East Coast in the US. So they are the two trades that have gone down. Drew Holiday to the Bucks, Robert Covington to the Portland Trail Blazers. I'm going to sign off here. I'll be back tomorrow with a mock draft, and any other news that goes down, you'll have it covered over here on Locked On Fantasy. Don't forget, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube. Join the Discord. It is popping off. 750 members over there at the moment. Lots of discussion. The link is in the show notes. The link is in the description. Vote for the podcast of the year for Locked On Fantasy Basketball as well. And join the leagues at Fantasy Basketball Invitational, or International. Brendan and Matt are getting the first lot of league invites out in the next 48 hours. So check them out. Links as well in the description and in the show notes. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.